AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Pentagon says Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has asked the Army's top uniformed officer, General Randy George, along with two other generals, to step down. George has held the post of Army Chief of Staff, which typically runs for 4 years, since August of 2023 under the Biden administration. No reason was given for the departures. Kuwait says an Iranian attack damaged a desalination plant. Desalination provides the majority of the water for the Gulf Arab states and Iran, drawing the salty waters of the Persian Gulf into drinking water for the desert region. Without elaborating, Kuwait said the attack on the plant caused material damage to some of the plant's components. The attack came after an oil refinery was hit by drones earlier this morning. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer condemned the drone attacks on the refinery and reiterated the UK's support for Kuwait in his call with the Crown Prince. There's been a change in leadership at the Justice Department. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
President Donald Trump says Pam Bondi is out as his attorney general. Bondi's departure ends the contentious tenure of a Trump loyalist who oversaw firings of career employees and investigated the Republican president's perceived enemies. The news follows months of scrutiny over the Justice Department's handling of files related to the Jeffrey Epstein case that made Bondi the target of angry conservatives. Trump has named Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanch as acting attorney general. Three people familiar with the matter say he has privately discussed Environmental Protection Agency head Lee Zeldin as a permanent pick. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Labor Department will release its March jobs numbers today. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Rapper Pooh Shiesty has been charged with kidnapping over an alleged dispute involving rapper Gucci Mane's record label.
The alleged confrontation happened on January 10th after three victims came to Dallas for what they thought was a business meeting. Prosecutors say Pooh Shiesty, whose legal name is Luntrell Williams Jr., arranged the meeting, allegedly to discuss the terms of his contract with the record label.
As alleged, Williams Jr. produced an AK-style pistol and forced one of the victims to sign a release from the recording contract at gunpoint.
U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Texas, Ryan Raybould.
The remaining conspirators displayed firearms and robbed the other victims of Rolex watches, jewelry, cash, and other high-value items. One of the victims was actually choked by one of the defendants to the point of near unconsciousness.
Audio courtesy of WFAA.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.